Welcome to St. Louis On the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today we go behind the headlines with an issue that is very much in those headlines, health care and the Affordable Care Act. Open enrollment begins next week, and now we have more information on what it's going to cost. Joining us by phone is Professor Sidney Watson of St. Louis University's Health Law Policy Center. Sidney, nice to talk to you again.
It's nice to be with you.
And we know more today than we did last week when you were here, particularly about pricing.
Yes. Wednesday morning, healthcare.gov posted the plans for this year and the pricing. And as we anticipated, for the 90% of Missourians who get premium tax credits, they will not see their premiums go up for that important benchmark silver plan. For a 40-year-old Missourian earning $30,000 a year, that plan cost $207 a month last year. This year is going to cost $201.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
That's great. That's the good news. Now, there's also concerning news. We also have people who don't get those premium tax credits who purchase marketplace plans. And they will see increases. The increases across the state range from 12% in the Columbia area to a whopping 50% here in the St. Louis area.
Well, that definitely is not good news for St. Louis, needless to say. But, you know, these rates seem to be all over the place, Sidney. Why is where you live so important to these rates?
There are 10 rating areas across the state, and one of the ways that insurers can still vary rates is by where people live. And what they are allowed to do is to vary the price based upon the cost of medical services in a locality. And we simply know that some hospitals are more expensive, some patterns of practice are more expensive. And we see that appearing, you know, here in Missouri in our 10 rating areas. We also have some areas where there are fewer providers and less competition, and all of that gets factored into the premium rates. For people who don't get a premium tax credit, that 40-year-old would be paying $465 a month here in the St. Louis area. For your listeners up in Hannibal, it's $690. That's a big difference.
It certainly is. For our audience who may not be totally familiar with this, what exactly is a premium tax credit?
A premium tax credit is a subsidy, and it's federal money that helps reduce that premium. So here in St. Louis, if it starts at $465 a month, down to that benchmark price, $201 a month. People who earn between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level are eligible for those premium tax credits. And it basically protects them from premium increases. And it means that wherever you live in Missouri, if you earn $30,000 a year and you're single, you're going to pay $201 if you purchase that benchmark plan. Now, there are other plans on the marketplace that cost more and cost less, but that benchmark plan determines how much your premium tax credit is. Part of what we're seeing is as these premium increases happened, the premium tax credits have gone up. So people are going to get larger tax credits this year, and that can help them find even less expensive bronze plans or even gold plans in some cases.
How does the president's desire to eliminate or sharply decrease these subsidies play into all of this?
Well, this is where I think the states and the insurance companies stepped up and came up with a workaround. This is also the first year that the state of Missouri, the Department of Insurance, has been involved in health insurance premium rate reviews. And I think they've been working really hard. What happened is the cost-sharing credits, which help with deductibles and co-pays, are not available, although the insurance companies still have to offer plans with those reductions. So the cost that the insurance companies are having to bear has been passed along to consumers in the premium costs. that's why we're seeing that 50% increase here in St. Louis.
What was the rationale for setting it up this way? I mean, it's very, very confusing to people on the outside looking in. It's really hard to unscramble.
Well, I don't think anyone meant to set it up this way. The way the Affordable Care Act intended for it to work was people would be able to access premium tax credits to help with their premiums, and then people earning between 100 and 250% of poverty would get additional help with these cost-sharing subsidies. What the Trump administration has done is create some chaos by cutting off the pipeline for those cost-sharing credits. What we've seen state insurance departments and insurers come in and do is figure out this workaround that looks like it will definitely keep policies affordable, again, for 90% of people who get premium tax credits. The folks who are going to have a hard time are older folks, 55, 60, 63 years old, who earn over about $45,000 a year if they're single. That's not a lot of money when you're out trying to buy health insurance because they have to pay full price. And I like to say to people, you know, I'd really encourage them to shop this year. You know, they may be able to find a better premium off the marketplace this year than on the marketplace. There are a lot of interesting workarounds that we're starting to hear about that departments of insurance have done across the country. We're only going to know about them as people really get out there and do some hard shopping.
With regard to the prices that you mentioned earlier, what do you think this is likely to do to the open enrollment process? Do you think people are going to be more encouraged now to join or less so?
Well, I think the real concern is that people will hear about large premium increases and think there's no point in shopping. It's really important to go and look because your price on the marketplace depends on your income and there's still some good deals out there. You know, the other really important thing for people to know is, you know, we've heard a lot about insurers leaving the marketplace, but insurers have also come in. Here in the St. Louis area, last year we had Anthem and Cigna. This year we have a Centene coming in. Their product's called Ambetter. It looks to have a very good provider network that includes BJC, the SSN. Cigna is also in the market with some plans that appears to include all of the hospital systems. For people who had those Anthem plans who are going to have to find a different insurance plan, it looks like there are some interesting options that people ought to take a look at. You know, we're really worried that people who had Anthem might lose access to their providers if they're not in these new plans. But it's looking pretty good from a quick search.
Very quickly, you're attending a conference on these issues in Washington right now. You said off the air that folks there are fairly optimistic about all of this.
Optimistic about what we're seeing in these marketplaces and these premiums and this really creativity at the state level to figure out, you know, how to keep these premiums and cost-sharing subsidies and competition in the marketplace and access to plans. I think everyone was a little surprised how quickly this was put in place. We're all very pleased that the plans went up this week, so people have a good solid week to do some window shopping before open enrollment opens up on November 1st.
Well, Sydney Watson, thank you once again for being with us and bringing us up to speed on the latest on the Affordable Care Act. We always appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sydney Watson of St. Louis University's Health Law Policy Center. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.